the Inland Fisheries Ireland National Strategy for Inland Development has awarded four organisations up in Donegal with some money for, I suppose, minor capital works. So the first one was Dunfanaghy Angling Association, and they got 6,000. And again, it's to do with the replacement of boats, trailers, transportation of the boat. So it will be used on, and I'm not really sure how to pronounce this, the Sesha and the Port Locks, and will act as a resource for the Dunfanaghy Angling Association. So it'll be looking at, you know, improving tourist and domestic angler access to the angling in the area. Loch Keel Car Park and Access Improvement was applied for by Letterkenny and District Anglers Association, and they will be getting just over €1,000 to make their facilities better and encourage more angling. Creasla District Anglers got 3,500 for an angling boat to replace a boat that was damaged last winter, and so we're maintaining capacity and the, you know, the ability of the fishery to contribute to the local community. And finally, the Buncrana Anglers Association got money for the Crana River and Fullerton Pollen Dam fisheries. So their project was, it's divided into three phases, and each of them will contribute to the Buncrana Anglers' ambitions to develop the standard of fisheries as a tourist destination open to all anglers. So as you're probably aware, the National Strategy for Angling Development has three key priorities, and one would be tourism development, another would be angling to, access to angling for all, and then recreational angling improvement and encouragement. So all of these projects will address those and hopefully bring more tourism and domestic anglers to the area and thereby support jobs. We know that angling as a, you know, as a recreation, supports 11,000 jobs in Ireland and contributes 836 million to local communities, and they're primarily in rural areas like those in Donegal. I suppose the important thing to remember, it's not direct spend on angling itself, but it's supporting jobs in B&Bs, in restaurants, in tackle shops, gillies, guides, all that sort of thing. So the combined expenditure of all the anglers coming helps support jobs in these areas, and that's really important.
You did receive quite an overwhelming amount of applications for the funding. It must be quite difficult to determine where that funding will go to.
I suppose, yes, we were absolutely overwhelmed. We got we had 500,000 to give out. We got over 100 applications and a further 90 expressions of interest. So we had no problem with the amount and the I suppose the distribution of projects throughout the country. What was clear to us was that the projects had to be minor capital works, and they had to be I suppose not in the water, so not in stream works. And then as well as that, they had to address the priorities of the National Strategy for Angling Development. So while there was a fairly quick turnaround, we launched in October and we had to have the evaluations and everything done by December, there are further opportunities for people to apply again in 2017, and we'll be making all those that information available on www.fisheriesireland.ie/funding. So if people could keep an eye on that, they can see exactly where all the different projects have been around the country, but also any new you know, potential schemes coming up that may suit their particular projects.